Doctor Who, Ghostlight, by Mark Platt. Read by Ian Hogg. Chapter 1, Tropic of Perivale. It was hot. The dog days of August. The girl ran along the footpath, her straggly hair flying and a dust storm rising behind her. She nearly collided with a woman who was walking a baby in a pushchair, but she careered on and spun round a corner. Flinging herself through a gap in the scrubby bushes, she came to rest at the foot of an old brick wall. She was alone. Around her feet lay the scattered remains of a torn yellowing newspaper and a couple of old fizzy drinks cans. It was getting hotter. She raged inside as she sat on the baked earth, but she would not cry. She dragged her snotty nose across one sleeve of her brows. No crying, thought the girl, as she scraped her cheeks where she guessed tears had streaked her dusty face. That would be a dead giveaway. In an outburst of anger, she hurled one and then the other drinks can as far as she could along the length of the wall. Two magpies flew from the bushes, chattering in alarm. The girl howled. There were people in the world who were animals. No, they were worse than animals. She remembered Manisha's eyes staring at her, fierce with hatred. Her best friend had stared accusingly at the whole world, including her.